The Consumer Product Safety Commission filed suit yesterday against one of the nation's top BB gun manufacturers. The commission wants more than 7 million Daisy air rifles recalled. The suit is the last major action of outgoing commission chair Ann Brown. She's a Clinton appointee who's been criticized as being too activist. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Consumer Product Safety Commission lawyer Jimmy Williams says Daisy Powerline air guns, models 880 and 856, have a spot inside where BBs can lodge, tight enough not to rattle around or be shot out, even if the trigger is pulled. So the gun seems to be unloaded.
And I can bang on the gun, and it's still stuck. But if I twist the forearm, so that basically what I'm doing is I'm slightly bending the inner rifle barrel to create more space in that area. You've just heard the BB dislodge and become available for loading.
The Safety Commission claims 15 people have died and nearly 200 have been injured because of this problem. That's a tiny fraction of the millions of users. But it's enough for Becky Mahoney. Her 18-year-old son, Tucker, hasn't been able to walk, talk, or swallow since a friend shot him in the head 2 years ago, apparently thinking the gun was unloaded.
No child should undergo the pain, the frustration, the fear that our little boy goes through on a daily basis, and no family should ever experience the agony that we live day after day after day after day.
The family settled a lawsuit with Daisy for $18 million. Their attorney says Daisy tried to redesign the gun to take care of the problem. But Daisy's director of marketing, Joe Murfin, says no specific safety changes were made because the company feels the product has always been safe. Murfin blames a lack of supervision and very bad judgment for Tucker's injury.
To take a gun and point it at someone's head and pull the trigger simply because you believe it's empty just flies in the face of every rule of gun safety.
Daisy will contest the commission's suit. What ultimately happens may depend on whatever position the next commission chair takes. Yesterday, President Bush tapped former New Mexico Attorney General Hal Stratton for the job. Stratton says that as Attorney General, he shut down a car dealership that cheated and threatened customers, even locked them in offices until they signed deals to buy cars.
I must tell you that I'm not particularly proud about putting a company like that out of business, but this was so bad that, you know, that is the embarkation where I think that the state should step in and start doing something about it.
President Bush's first choice to lead the commission was derailed when consumer groups questioned that nominee's record. Until yesterday, several national consumer advocates had never heard of Stratton. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.